Welcome to Reality Creator Radio. I'm Hermes, and today we're going to talk about the human chakra system. You are energy. And this becomes apparent during out-of-body travels, and even maybe you might catch yourself displaying some energy aspects during dreams as well. When you realize that you can pass through walls, doors, you can travel faster than the speed of light, you can manipulate matter with your mind, and it doesn't take long before you start to figure out that your body is not solid at all, especially your out-of-body body. It is energy. And you know, even the physical body is made up of energy, but the energy is densely packed together and contained within the speed of light. So it has the appearance of being solid. Now, your energy body has its own subsystem, its own organs, if you want to call it. And we call this the chakra system. And for years, the chakra system has been contained to about the foot chakra to the crown chakra, which is 7+1 chakras. But once you have your kundalini rising, it activates what's called the extended chakra system, which is the spiritual chakra start to come online. And these chakra make up all the things that you're going to need in a non-physical environment and to operate at a higher spiritual level as a more complete being. So it turns out that you wind up having 13 of these chakra systems. Now, the hard part about understanding chakra systems, and I've gotten a lot of emails about it, is people are under the assumption, and I know it's just because it's the way this system has been portrayed through the centuries, is that these things are in fixed locations. Like the heart chakra, they assume it's sitting by the heart. And the brow chakra, they assume it's sitting by the brow. But if you could see yourself on an energy level, that is not the case at all. These chakra spin around you like electrons on an atom. They are constantly moving. They are not in the same space. Yes, a heart chakra is connected to the heart, but it doesn't have to, it's not static. It doesn't need to stay by the heart in order to be connected to it. In quantum physics, things are connected but they're not connected by space. They can be connected through space on other parts of the universe. So these chakra operate at a very bizarre level of reality, and you can't expect them to behave in a normal manner. So this picture of the day is basically to try to break you out of the idea that anything is static within yourself. Not even your chakra is static. They're constantly whirling around you. Your energy is constantly whirling around you. You are not a fixed being. If you could see your energy, you would see it glowing, like it would be expanding and contracting and moving and changing colors. And it's a very different look from what you show on the physical body. The physical body just shows the overall tone over time of what it is that you're creating on a non-physical level. So this picture is in my attempt to enlighten you on the reality of who you are and what you are, and that you are a being of light, and this light moves and shifts and does not stand still, and it constantly changes. So I'm Hermes, this is Reality Creator Radio, and I will talk to you again soon.